With the country on high alert, lawmakers have raised new concerns about potential security gaps at the nation's airports. They say airports and passengers remain vulnerable despite the billions of dollars that have been spent to protect them from terrorist attack. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Democratic Congressman Peter DeFazio of Oregon was recently shocked to see employees at an airport filing into work without being subjected to the kind of scrutiny given to passengers and flight crews. The workers showed identification, but didn't have to pass through metal detectors or other screening. DeFazio says it's a big loophole in airport security.
There's the pilot out there being strip searched. There's the flight attendant out there being strip searched. There's the frequent traveler. There's all the public. But over here, 600,000 people a day are filing through without even a modicum of security.
But officials at the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, say all airport workers are given criminal background checks. They say the government doesn't have the resources to conduct daily screening as well. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge told DeFazio at a House hearing that's one reason TSA is trying to develop a more secure ID card for transportation workers. But he acknowledged it's a huge challenge.
With 600,000 people whose background we need to check. And it's not just the employees that come in to and work on a day-to-day basis, but it are those that provide the food, those who are the vendors, and the like.
Ridge said government resources have already been strained by other congressional mandates to improve airport security. He noted that background checks were required last year for more than 55,000 new federal screeners.
I think we have to understand that trying to do background checks on this volume of people within the time frame directed by Congress was a task that very appropriately concluded we couldn't possibly get the FBI and others to do that, so we had to engage companies within the private sector.
But he admitted this has caused problems, too. One company involved in recruiting screeners is being audited for providing incomplete employee information needed for the security checks. Kentucky Republican Harold Rogers said recent reports that authorities have discovered dozens of screeners with criminal records has raised serious questions about TSA's hiring practices.
We've spent several hundred millions of dollars, approaching $1 billion, for the screening of the screeners. And yet we come up with this kind of a result.
Ridge responded that federal personnel officials are in the process of conducting more thorough background checks on screeners. He said any workers found to have lied on their application forms will be fired. Ridge was also grilled about another big concern, the lack of screening for cargo shipped by air. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey said about 22% of this cargo is flown on passenger planes, but that very little is inspected.
If we can't give people confidence that the cargo that's put in the bay of a plane under these passengers is being screened, then you're leaving a tremendous hole in the system.
Connecticut Republican Christopher Shays predicted dire results if nothing is done soon.
I believe that the Secretary of Transportation can wake up in the morning and find out six planes were blown out of the sky because we can't check. That's the reality of the world we live in now.
Ridge said restrictions have been placed on the kinds of cargo stored on passenger planes, but he said his department is looking now at ways to screen that cargo for explosives. He promised to report back in 2 weeks on what those steps might be. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.